This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسل الله تعالى بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا داعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا فأما بعد فقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولًا سديدًا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزًا عظيمًا فقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. My dear brothers, sisters, elders, I remind myself and you that we live today in a paradoxical world. We are knowledgeable about the earth, but we are burning it up at a pace which is out of control. We are knowledgeable about health, but disease, especially mental illness, is rampant all over our society. We collectively have enormous wealth, but its distribution ensures that vast populations are deprived, even starving, while a few live in luxury. We have moved from physical conquest of countries to proxy wars, which can provide never-ending ROI, return on investment, for weapons manufacturers. It is not a war to conquer land, but to achieve macroeconomic goals while making profit for both sides. The devastation of cities and nations is an opportunity for contracts to rebuild, which means more profit. The deaths of civilians doesn't matter. It's called collateral damage, mourned only by their families. The fastest spreading religion in our world is materialism, and its presiding deity is money. It runs on the illusion of fiat currency, its temples are banks, and its high priests are those who manipulate interest rates to enrich and impoverish people and nations at will. In our world, sin is good, greed is virtue, cruelty is nobility. Anything that makes money for those in control is good. Lying is the biggest talent, and truth is evil. We are living in a stupor, in a 3D surround sound theater, wearing virtual reality glasses, and anyone who tries to wake us up to the reality of our lives is brutally silenced so that it becomes a salutary warning for others. We have assets. We have lost our moral compass. We are like a very powerful car speeding downhill without brakes. Our speed is exhilarating, but the end is obvious and inevitable if we continue the way we are. The rise and fall of civilizations is not based on how much wealth they have, but on how it is used. And that depends on their values. Values decide how assets are used. That is called destiny, and that is in our hands. The biggest casualty of this state of affairs in our brave new world is the almost total collapse of credibility. Today, we trust nobody, we believe nobody, and we suspect everyone. politicians, religious leaders, business heads, teachers, media, doctors, attorneys, parents, spouses, children, elders. We don't believe anybody. We are constantly looking for second opinions in the name of trying to be accurate. The truth is that we do it because we don't believe anyone. Our society feeds us a constant diet of bad news, usually exaggerated. We never hear or think about the enormous good that there is in our world today. The result of this way of life is stress and anxiety and depression, because you cannot live in a constant state of fear, and its effect shows. There is a solution to all of this, and that is to rebuild our faith, to return to the standard that was taught and exemplified by our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, a standard of life that was birthed in a society very similar to ours, with similar materialistic motivations. But he taught us how to deal with it in practice. His life and time were the pilot project, proof of concept that Islam works. His way, the Sunnah, proves that Islam is not merely a theory, a philosophy, or a concept, but Islam, like Judo or Aikido, is a practice. Like all practices, it must be practiced if you want to benefit from it. Merely knowing about it or having academic discussions about it is of no use. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drew our attention to it, and he called Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his way the best choice for everyone or anyone who looks forward to meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the day of judgment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Allah said, verily for you, a good example, the best example is the life of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, for anyone who looks forward to the meeting with Allah and to the day of judgment. If we follow him, we will benefit. So do values matter? Think of values as a life jacket. The time you need to hold on to it and wear it openly is when you are caught in the flood. When you are on dry land, it doesn't matter. But when you are caught in a flood, in danger of drowning, that's when you need those values the most. We need to hold on to our values, especially when things are difficult. Sometimes people ask, why should I do it when no one else is doing it? And my answer is, I should do it especially when nobody else is doing it, because if I don't, then nobody else will. As they say, if not me, then who? Because in the end, it's not about them, it's about me. Because it's my life, and only I will answer for my actions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined our life in this world and our goal in the hereafter, in the akhirah, very clearly. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. Which means every soul, every living being will taste death, will die. And you will only receive your full reward on the day of judgment. Whoever is spared the punishment of Allah, who is spared from the fire and is admitted into paradise, into Jannah, will indeed triumph, will be finally successful. Whereas the life of this world is no more than the delusion of enjoyment. In this ayatul karima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned four things. That this life is finite and we will all die. Whatever material we have will be left behind. but how we got it and what we did with it, the actions associated with that, will go with us. That the final reckoning will be on the day of judgment. And no matter who thinks that they got away with murder and worse, will not get away. They will pay the price in full. And likewise, for those who seem to lose out because they were truthful in this life, they will receive their reward in full on that day. And finally, the criterion of permanent success or failure is only one, that the one who is saved from punishment and gets admittance to Jannah will have succeeded. And final point is, beware, this life is deception. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. فقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وعلى خلفاء الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي رضي الله عنهم أجمعين. Following this advice from the Quran means that we must learn to do two things. Firstly, always keep our focus on the final goal, which is Jannah, which is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and paradise. And know that how matters more than what. How you acquire something, how you do something matters more than the material stuff that you acquire. We must think about all our speech and actions in terms of their effect in this life and in the akhirah, not in this life alone. It is possible to benefit in this world by lying, but is it a benefit when the result is punishment in the hereafter? It is possible to rule by oppressing others, but is it worth paying for it on the day of judgment when those you oppressed will ask Allah for justice? And we know that it doesn't matter who you oppressed, whether you oppressed a Muslim or a non-Muslim, whether you oppressed a Hindu or a Christian or a Jew or an atheist. In Islam, injustice is injustice. If a Muslim oppresses a non-Muslim, the Muslim will be punished. When the non-Muslim cries out for help against the oppressor, Allah hears him, even though the one crying out does not worship Allah. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is very clear on this. So our speech and actions must never violate the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the rights of people. We must factor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our equations because He is in it anyway. He cares, He sees, He hears, He knows. Nothing is hidden from Him in the heavens and the earth. And to Him is our final return. This helps us not to become discouraged and distracted when it looks like honesty, integrity, compassion, kindness, the courage to speak the truth and so on are all not only not practical but painful and attract punishment in our world today. And we see that those who do the opposite of all these things become wealthy and powerful. This is a severe test because in a materialistic world, we have been conditioned to define success in terms of what and not how. We are told to measure human worth in dollars, not character. We are conditioned to look up to those who have the most toys, and the ostentatious lifestyles of those people are role models for us, driving us to incur Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger. Secondly, it helps us to remember that everything we have will be left behind when we leave this world. Nothing goes with us even if it is put into our graves. It helps us to remember that nobody's life is free from trials. Everyone, without exception, will be tested. Only the kind of test differs. It is impossible for everyone to live without stress and worry, especially in today's world. It's only the cause of the stress and the nature of the difficulty that changes. For us Muslims, our biggest worry, not a stress, but biggest concern, should be the Day of Judgment and the awareness that it can come at any time. Our Day of Judgment starts the minute our eyes shut. We have the hadith of Rasulullah ﷺ where a group of people came to him and they said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, when is the Day of Judgment? Rasulullah ﷺ looked at the group. There was a little boy with them. He said, if this boy lives long enough, every other person in this group would have met his Day of Judgment. And that is why maut is called Qiyamatul Sughra, the small Qiyamah. The deception of Shaitan is that he tells us that the way to escape your fear is to ignore it. Completely illogical. The way to escape your fear is to ignore it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us the truth, which is that if you want to escape what you fear, prepare for that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps anyone who prepares and seeks His help. I know that we are taught to have life goals. But my question to myself and you is, do we have a goal for our soul? In our materialistic world, we are concerned about our body's weight and shape and BMI and fashion and all the rest. But are we concerned about the state of our soul or the state of our qalb, our hearts, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, incidentally, is the only thing which matters when we meet Him. He said, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Allah said, on the day when neither wealth nor children will be of any benefit, only those who come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a pure heart will be saved. I ask myself if I am satisfied with the state of my heart, the state of my qalb. If not, then what am I doing to at least try to have a pure heart? A heart pure and free from shirk, from joining partners with Allah, from hatred, from greed, envy, jealousy, stinginess, cruelty, and the host of illnesses of the heart that we are victims of? Or am I going to continue to be misled by my environment and its influences, who try to convince me that all these evils are good and must become my life goals? The name of that cancer is materialism. To believe that the winner is the one who died with the most toys. Our role models are the Anbiya, are the prophets of Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to obey them. And He said, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. We only send the messengers to be obeyed by the will of Allah. About Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned many times in the Quran that we must obey him and we must obey him without question. One of those places is where Allah said, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَقُضُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ. Allah said, whatever the messenger gives you, take it. And whatever he forbids you from, leave it. And fear Allah. And surely Allah is severe in punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to obey Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in everything without exception. To do or stay away from whatever he tells us to do unquestioningly. Not because we follow blindly, but because we follow with the knowledge that he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, commands only what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded him. And so when we obey him, we are really obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala confirmed this And he said, مَنْ يُطِيَ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهِ وَمَنْ تَوَلَّ فَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَفِيظًا. Allah said, whoever obeys the messenger has truly obeyed Allah, but whoever turns away, then know, O Muhammad SAW, that we have not sent you as a keeper, as a security guard over them. The Anbiya alayhimus salam, the prophets, were usually the only ones among their people initially who were on the values of truth and fidelity. They had no support. They stood out. They didn't blend in. They were not hypocritical or politically correct. They knew the consequences of their actions. They did not do them because they were mistaken. They did them out of a deep-seated conviction about what is right and what is wrong. They didn't compromise the truth because they knew that truth is an absolute value. It doesn't come in grades. You can't be partially or slightly truthful, just as you cannot be slightly pregnant. You are or you are not. There are no gray areas about truth. The Anbiya alayhimus salam knew this in the core of their beings, and they lived by that, and they paid the price and harvested the rewards in this life, and they will have the highest honor in the Akhirah. We must weigh everything in the true scale of the Akhirah and not get deceived by the glitter of dunya when someone sells something with permanent value to buy something with temporary value. When someone does that in this life, if someone sells something of permanent value to buy something with temporary value, you don't call that smart. You call that stupid. So what should we call our actions? If you gain the whole world but lose Allah, what have you gained? And if you lose the whole world and gain Allah, then what have you lost? The beauty of Islam is that you don't need to lose anything. You do not need to lose anything to gain Allah. You can have the whole world and you can have Allah. The only condition is take that world in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told you to take it. And that way is the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, in conclusion, I remind myself and you that it is always about me, about you, about the individual man and women. All change begins with the individual. Nobody can force us to change, and nobody can stop us from changing if we decide to change. That is why we are solely responsible for ourselves. We are still in the month of Hajj. When Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family decided to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was not easy. How easy is it? Think about it. Put yourself in that place. How easy is it to leave your wife and infant baby in a desert valley and leave, not knowing when or if at all you will ever see them again? How easy is it to see your husband leaving you and walking away without a backward glance? How easy was it to have a father you were seeing for the first time asking you what you thought about the idea of being slaughtered, sacrificed for the sake of Allah? Yet they all submitted. They submitted because they knew who was asking. They had a connection with Him, Jalla Jalaluhu, the glorious and the magnificent Allah. They knew Him and had the best expectation from Him. Needless to say, Allah never lets you down. He immortalized their actions and made them the manasik, the rituals of the highest form of worship, Hajj. The Hajj is the commemorative story of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them and their story immortal. Choose wisely, because our choices are permanent. رَبَّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنَّا كُنَّا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ اللَّهُمَّ اهْدِنَا فِيمَنْ هَدَيْتَ وَعَافِنَا فِيمَنْ عَافَيْتَ وَتَوَلَّنَا فِيمَنْ تَوَلَّيْتَ وَبَارِكْ لَنَا فِيمَا أَعْطَيْتَ وَقِنَا وَاصْرِفْ عَنَّا شَرَّ مَا قَضَيْتَ فَإِنَّكَ تَقْضِي وَلَا يُقْضَى عَلَيْكَ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَضِلُّ مَنْ وَلَّيْتَ وَلَا يَعِزُّ مَنْ عَادَيْتَ تباركت ربنا وتعاليت نستغفرك اللهم ونتوب إليك ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار آمين يا رب العالمين يا عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم عدوا يستجيب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون أقيموا الصلاة